This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To apply a sporting metaphor to what happened in Washington this afternoon, this, one might say, is why they play the game. To a collective gasp of, wait, what? This afternoon, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced he is out of the race to become Speaker of the House. Couldn't get the votes, it seems. With John Boehner set to retire as Speaker at the end of the month, the economy is now squarely in the political crosshairs. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is on the line from Washington with more on this. Hey, Kimberly.
Hey, Kai.
So this is, one might say, incredibly bad economic timing, right? Let's look at the calendar here.
It's a pretty bad timeline coming up. I mean, they're supposed to renew highway funding before the end of the month. Then they are supposed to raise the debt limit by November the 5th. And then there needs to be another budget deal by December 11th because, of course, Congress only agreed to a short-term fix when we had this big, oh my goodness, there might be a shutdown situation last week.
All right, so let's talk about what they've been doing since then, because it's not like they're just standing around.
Oh, no, of course not. Congress? No way. They have gotten a couple of things done. They've passed some actually a fix for Obamacare that the president signed, as well as some updates to STEM education and a couple of little small things. Bigger items, the Senate has passed a new defense authorization bill, but Obama promises he's going to veto it because the administration wants the leverage of defense spending to negotiate overall budget spending.
This is another sort of layer in that broad wall of uncertainty that we've been talking about this program lately. You got the Fed and interest rates. You've got uncertainty here in Washington. This is just more of it, right?
Yeah, and that uncertainty actually costs money because even when there isn't a government shutdown and even when we don't necessarily hit that debt ceiling or surpass it, the government and the federal agencies actually have to prepare for it. So that means there are thousands of federal workers spending thousands of hours and our money getting ready for what they might have to do in case of a shutdown. Also, because these agencies and other organizations and contractors don't necessarily know what their budget is going to look like very far in advance, they are paying more for things that they might be able to get at better prices if they knew in the long term. So there is an ongoing discussion between the White House and congressional leadership on what a new budget deal might look like. They want it to last longer, maybe up to 2 years, but definitely through the 2016 campaign.
We should say here that Speaker Boehner, it's not like on the 30th of October, he's just going to up and go, right? He's going to stick around until the Republicans figure out what they're going to do, yeah?
Yeah, he says that he is definitely going to stay in his position until there is a new Speaker of the House. He was looking quite displeased with the announcement today, to put it mildly, and the House Republican caucus was definitely in shock. And I don't think it's too much of a jump to say that Boehner is not the happiest person on Capitol Hill today.
One more thing, and then I'll let you go. It is not inconceivable that it is a very conservative member of the Republican caucus that takes this job, and that might conceivably influence the way things go legislation-wise.
This is true, but that's going to be a challenge because even though the Republican caucus gets to pick who they want for Speaker, it still has to go to a full House floor vote. Mm-hmm. And so there's already discussion of needing to bring in some Democratic support to push whichever candidate can get the most support over that line to actually be Speaker. But you're right, it could push the entire legislative agenda even more conservative. And as long as President Obama is in the White House, that could mean we see even less getting done.
Kimberly Adams at the Marketplace Bureau in Washington, D.C. An interesting day in the nation's capital. Kimberly, thanks very much.
Thank you.